comedy hits now in the museum, and we're joined by YouTube star, the man behind IDN Productions, Bert Bow. This is the museum.
Soundtrack Radio.
This is the museum. Right, kicking things off now with this song from the fourth Shrek film. This is I'm a Believer from Weezer. On this edition of the show, we have, good lord, it's Alan Sugar. We got Bert Bow, who is popping in. And not only that, we're going to have... What are we going to have? We're going to have... it's a band from Texas called My Heart's Cry and a few other things. It's the Super Injunction Museum, sponsored by Ryan Giggs. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce you to a brilliant band, actually, from Arlington, Texas. It's amazing music. It sounds almost like dance music. Right now, last Friday, I did an interview with them. Unbelievably, it took place in a Starbucks. He was just on his Mac in a Starbucks talking to me. You can hear that full show next week. But right now, we're going to play a song on today's museum called Crazy by the band that I interviewed, My Heart's Cry. So, Jeff Hamm from My Heart's Cry, I interviewed him. Here's a snippet, and he introduces the song. What we're going to do now is take a little break and play Crazy. Have you got anything to say about this song?
Yeah, crazy is definitely it's a description of the lifestyle that we live. I mean, you know, we're mostly on the road, and obviously as a musician, and if there's any musicians listening to this station, they know that you're not going to make a ton of money doing this. You know what I mean? You really have to do this because you love the fans. You know, you love the music that you write. You're really out there just kind of artistically expressing yourself and doing what you got to do. And so there's not a whole lot of, pizzazz or glamour. Every now and then we get to do cool stuff like interviews like this, but for the most time it's riding in a van, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day and sleeping on a nasty little futon mattress, you know what I mean? So we get to live a pretty crazy life while we're out here on the road, and that's really what that song's all about.
So pretty much like being dedicated, working really, and being dedicated to it. Right, well, you know, some of the things you do in a band do end up being very crazy, so we're going to have that on right now.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hamm with My Heart's Cry. You're listening to Channel 107.
He is a millionaire, spending money everywhere. He will not share. I'm just not like that. He needs a fancy car, spinning rims and foreign parts. It's not that hard. I'm just not like that. She needs to be so thin and all the bones show through her skin. So she can. Not like that. Oh, some people think that we're crazy from the way that we're living, but I don't mind. Oh, I need someone to rip on me. Don't care if anyone sees me. You knew my mind. Treating me, everybody's hurting me. I just don't like that. He is a gambler, man. Although it seems he never wins, he lives in debt up to his chin. I'm just not like that.
Song, that one, isn't it? It really is. should be more famous. I'm sure it will be very soon. One of the places you heard it first, the museum right here on Channel 107. Now we've got a brand new Weird Al Yankovic song. It's based on Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga didn't mind about the parody. Her record label did. That's happened before, yeah. Hasn't it? Anyway, the whole thing's been given the all clear now, so it's actually out on iTunes and all the usual places that you can buy tracks. This is Perform This Way, based on Perform This Way.
My mama told me when I was hatched, act like a superstar. Save your allowance, buy a bubble dress, and someday you will go far. Now on red carpets, well, I'm hard to miss. The press follows everywhere I go. I'll poke your eye out with a dress like this. Back up and enjoy the show. I'm sure my critics will say it's a grotesque display. Well, they can bite me, baby, I perform this way. I might be wearing Swiss cheese or maybe covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way.
Perform this way.
Ooh, my little monster's pain. Life's cause I perform this way. Baby, I perform this way.
Perform this way.
Ooh, don't worry, I'm okay. Hey, I just perform this way. I'm not crazy, I perform.
Or evil queen, I'll be a human jelly bean, cause every day is Halloween.
I'm so completely original, my new look is all the rage. I'll wrap my small intestines round my neck and set fire to myself on stage. I'll wear a porcupine on my head on a WHIL. When you see my latest pop monstrosity, I'm strange, weird, shocking, odd, bizarre. I'm Frankenstein, I'm Avatar. There's nothing too embarrassing, I'll honestly do anything but wear white after Labor Day, cause baby, I perform this
way. Hope you won't think it's cliche if I go nude today. Don't call the cops now, baby, I perform this way. No reason I should regret all the attention I get. I'm not completely crazy, I perform.
Hi everyone, it's PT, and you're listening to
The Museum.
Keep it locked right here.
Life is a non-stop party with The Museum.
Roar. It's comedy hits like that one, and it's movie hits as well. So that's what we're doing on The Museum. Bert Bauer is going to join us as soon as we played a controversial song, which is at the moment in this month of May, number one in the Channel 107 playlist chart. It refers to a recent event that may or may not have happened, depending on what you believe in. Anyway, it's Duck Sauce, this one. You might have heard it before in the autumn when, this time instead of Barbara Streisand, you've got a chance to hear President Obama's speech and Bin Laden is dead.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. One nation, under God. Indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
We gonna rock!
Put your hands up in the air, in the air.
Put your hands up in the air, in the air.
Put your hands up in the air, in the air.
Put your hands up in the air.
Bin Laden's dead.
Is dead.
Put
Laden's dead.
Finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden. They killed Osama bin Laden. Killed Osama bin Laden. Killed Osama bin Laden. Killed Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden's dead. Is dead. Bin Laden's dead. Is dead.
The museum.
Did not hear or record the museum in conversation with YouTube star
Burpo.
And joining us in just a minute will be Ian Nichols, who is known better on YouTube as Burpo. This is a sample of some of his work.
Hello, welcome to an audience with Burt. This is what's happened to me since I've been in The Apprentice and other things like Dragon's Den and Austin Stevens. I think it's great, and I want you to watch it anyway. So if you don't turn it off, I'll be round your house.
He's really gregarious, you know, you're really warm to him, he's great fun, he's really nice to spend time with.
I'm leaning on the lamppost and the corner on the street, oh, like a little laddie cowboy.
Bert is not a sinner. I mean, he would admit to that.
Tom, up yours. I'm a singer.
Pain in the arse, but a likeable fellow.
I think he could have gone all the way through in many ways.
I nearly followed through a few times when I was in that seat facing Alan Sugar. Scary moments they are. Very scary moments. I had a couple of marks in my pants.
He's very clever at what he does.
Okay, so I'm saying hello to Burt Bow on the museum interview. We're doing YouTube stars on the programme on Sunday afternoon right now. And you're the man behind a channel which is called IDM Productions, is that right?
That's correct, Asterix. Yes. That stands for Ian, David and Mark. And very good lads they are too.
Right, okay, and they kind of help you out with everything that you do, obviously. Yeah, you don't see them so much on screen.
Yes, yes. Well, Mark and David do the editing and do a bit of the writing, the same as me, for the videos. And we have a good laugh doing them as well.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like you do. I mean, it's...
yes, extremely.
Yeah, it's one of those things where what you do is you take TV programmes and films and you kind of deconstruct them and then you rework them into the world of Burt. You kind of re-edit yourself into them.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, it's, you know, it's even better as well, like, if we can get programmes, like, actually, obviously with my name in Burt as well. That works wonders, that does. It's, you know, Mark and David are very clever. They watch over and over and again of the programmes and they can see if they can get me in a nice way there. And obviously it's nice to be cheeky to Alan Sugar, or Lord Sugar, should I say.
Well, yeah, because we've got the same sort of thing going on here with a good Lord, it's Alan Sugar, yeah. So it's kind of like Harry Hill, isn't it? It's that kind of job, just watching out for something to come on, which you think, you know, I'm going to go in that, I'm going to use that.
I think Mr. Ilk has been looking at our videos, Asterisk, and copying us a bit, I do.
He probably does. I mean, everybody copies each other,
He's made an album like of the Ken Barlow Coronation Street, and he's using my little bit of video footage, I reckon.
So what sort of, say compared to Harry Hill, what sort of programmes is it that you've done and placed yourself in?
The best of, we've done a lot of The Bill. The most popular one's obviously the Apprentice, and we love taking the mick out of Most Haunted. That's a great favourite, like, with our subscribers as well.
Well, that's actually, that one's a brilliant one. I mean, I was wondering when watching that, you know, because what you do is that you sometimes use parts of your house or your garden to cut away to, which kind of fits into the TV programme. So I was kind of wondering, you know, where did you go for Most Haunted?
For the Most Haunted, it was actually done in the garage, what actually looked like the cellar they was using with the white wall. So that comes in really handy. But when I've got to do an outside broadcast for anything, you can obviously see, like, members of the public see me running about thinking, what's that complete fool doing? And especially when I have to do it about 7 times before I get it right.
Yeah.
I do get some strange looks.
So, I mean, that's the thing, you know. Sometimes, you know, you can use just about anywhere. But how is it that you were able to cut away to a wall in The Apprentice and in Dragon's Den? How do you get yourself positioned somewhere in the house?
Well, some of it, you know, we do a little bit of cheating, but I don't think Mark and David want me to reveal too many secrets. I like to keep them well hidden away. Obviously, like, there is people out there who actually know that who are in the know about editing. We use a lot of green screen as well. But Mark and David do have their little tricks up their sleeve. Oh, yes.
Okay, well, now we're going to play a clip from your re-edit of a Most Haunted episode. And we'll be chatting with you again a bit later on in the programme. Join us again for a bit more Burt Bow.
Christ.
What? What?
She's backed into something.
What's that rumbling?
There's a rumbling beneath us.
Had a bit to low last night. What,
Glen Abbott? Oh, my God.
Oh, my
T.
Ryan.
But something literally grabbed the back of my leg.
You're an evil, evil man.
Yes, I am.
More later in the show. Sketchbook at the wedding reception of the royal wedding is coming up a bit later on. We've got some new Dodd and Peach, and not only that, we've got DJ Mal as well, all coming up on the museum, packed with independent internet movie and comedy hits. That's what we do. This one is Adam's Family Values, and what a song. It's called Eat Us. Bit of a Thanksgiving song, really, that one. Adam's Family Values and Eat Us. Right now on the museum, we've got Disney's Robin Hood with a very English song. It's called The Phony King of England.
And down with that scurvy Prince John!
Yeah! All the world will sing of an English king 1,000 years from now, and not because he passed some laws or had that lofty brow. While bonnie good King Richard leads the great crusade he's on, we'll all have to slave away for that good-for-nothing John. Incredible as he is inept, whenever the history books are kept, they'll call him the phony King of England.
Apart from the phony King of England.
Ha ha ha!
tycoon's rather like a puppet on a string. And he throws an angry tantrum if he cannot have his way. And then he calls for mom while he's sucking his thumb. You see, he doesn't want to play. Too late to be known as John the First. He's sure to be known as John the Worst. A pox on that phony king of England. Lay that country on me, babe. Us to pieces and he robs us of our bread. King Richard's crown keeps slipping down around that pointed head. Ah, but while there is a merry man in Robin's wily pack, we'll find a way to make him pay and steal our money back. A minute before he knows we're there, old Rob will snatch his underwear. The breezy and uneasy king of Bing. The snivelling, grovelling, meedly wheedling, blabbering, jabbering, gibbering, jabbering, blundering, plotting, wheeling, dealing, Prince John, that phony king of England, yeah.
In a world where you have one chance, one opportunity to make a first impression, one man, one mission. To get a job. Unemployed man coming to a job near you. Able to answer questions from a 10-panel review board. Has a vision for where he's going to be 5 years from now. Never late. Doesn't take advantage of sick days. A team player. A company man. Unemployed man.
Unemployed Man by DJ Mal. Listen to the Smooth Music Show.
The Museum.
You did not hear or record The Museum.
Part two.
In conversation with YouTube star.
Burt Bow.
So welcoming back you, Ian Nichols, otherwise known as Burt Bow, to The Museum. I'll just start by asking, what have you got coming up in the future?
We've got a couple of videos what are coming up, like, and they're just in the making, where I found what we found on television. And they give reference to Bert, so I'm looking forward to doing those.
So you can get people to refer to you and all that sort of thing. So where did that name that you've chosen, Bert Bow, actually come from?
Well, Bert comes from a long time ago, like, where, and still do. I get people like looking at me and I think, what are they staring at? And they say, like, oh, you do look like Bert Reynolds. And I think, well, it's been going now for years and years and years. And, well, I don't actually look like him because I mean, he is like in his 80s now, like, and I'm a bit younger than that. And now I've stitched up, and Bow comes from my love of Strongbow. Cider.
So those are the two things. So, I mean, your channel's been going for a couple of years, or more than that, actually. But when was it that, you know, that you got the idea to actually start doing this, to edit yourself into TV shows, and thought that you'd do it on YouTube?
Well, one of my nephews was doing a university project and he had to do a little bit of filming. And he asked me if I would do it for his degree. So we'd done a bit of filming and he, you know, got major marks for this, like, at university and passed his degree. And there was a lot of other people there who says, well, we think your uncle's really funny. He ought to do some more stuff. He made us laugh. So then I started, I think I'd done the first one, The Bill, and then James Bond. And we was amazed to see, like, by the next day, we'd had about 5,000 hits, and then it started going up from there, and James Bond, I think, must have had about 40,000 hits and comments, and
people had started asking me to do more stuff, so it just went from there and there, and I've got myself quite a little fan base now.
Well, yeah, so it's all kind of snowballed, really. So what do you actually sort of improvise a lot of it? You know, you find something funny and then you go with it, or do you sometimes just actually hard script things out?
It's not always an hard script. I like just to answer like when I look at the screen and when they've cut it up a little bit, or if I'm actually watching the programme, any programme, I think, well, I can make a, you know, you make a good remark against the TV and you with your friends having a beer and they think it's funny. So we just go with that kind of stuff. Basically, like, I talk to myself a lot on a camera.
And then you just say, you know, it kind of all builds up, and then you think, you know, I've got enough stuff, really, that I can start putting it together.
Yes, it takes a long time to put a video together. It does. Sometimes, like, obviously, like, I haven't got time all the time, so one video lasting a couple of minutes can take about 2 months to actually do.
Yeah, I know the feeling where that's concerned, actually. So with radio, I do a lot of editing as well. And you know, something that only lasts 30 seconds can be, you know, something that takes several hours. So would you reveal what video software that you actually use?
Well, I'd have to say, like, I'm not that up on the old technology. I leave that to Mark and David. So their software, like, I can't reveal their secrets, though they wouldn't like it.
Oh, right, okay, well, but they do, you know, it sounds like, they kind of, they're the ones who kind of get it all up as well. They're helping you get it all up there on the internet and helping you with editing and all that sort of thing. So do they help to record all the TV footage? You must have to amass a lot of TV footage before you've got enough stuff to cut together.
Yes, we do, like, and obviously, like, the, you know, we can get the repeats and stuff like that, but we also have friends and family ringing us up saying, oh, I've just saw something on television, what Bert could go in straight away. And obviously, like, with iPlayers and stuff like that, we can get it, if hopefully. Or we look at a date when it's going to be shown again and we record it, and then they cut it up into the bits like what you'll see on the actual video we make.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like Harry Hill, really, in collecting all that footage. Now, about you yourself, does entertainment sort of... Are you involved in that in your own life as well as doing this on YouTube?
Well, I'm going to be starring in my first film when we get the go-ahead to for cameras rolling. It's a film called The Rough Diamond. I actually got to... saw by the writer of the film in my Vinnie Jones video, where people see that one from the one we cut up from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which has got about 60,000 hits now, and they liked that one, and they thought of me for the scene in the film they're making of Paddy Monaghan, a bare-knuckle boxer, in the 60s and 70s, and they said, would you like the part? And that's how I've got to get to appear in a film, which is going to be made sometime either late this year or next year.
Wow, that sounds like big news indeed, that.
Yes, and I was also chatting to Frank Harper the other day, like, who the legend from the Football Factory, Billy Bright, and Lockstock as well. He enjoyed the Vinnie Jones video, and he's just in the process of putting a film together called St. George's Day. And I hope to be appearing in there somewhere as well.
Right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to play the Coronation Street versus Ken that you did, or rather not Coronation Street versus Ken, you versus Ken Barlow from Coronation Street. So tell us, just before we roll it, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, well, we was actually all watching this episode together, and obviously it's when Ken has found that Deirdre has been reading the book. Ken has been writing all over the years, so as soon as he was having a real good go at Deirdre, Mark said exactly straight away, he says, you could replace her. And I says, I am not being filmed in a dress in big glasses. And he says, no, you can be yourself, you can be Burpo. So I was pretty glad about that, because I'm drawing a line about dressing up as Deirdre Barlow. So that's where the idea come from, that one, and that was done on a green screen. But it can be, as you can see, some of the comments on there as well, that I've actually been told off by people saying, I'm a wicked man for hitting Ken, striking him. So I hope I don't get caught in the street one day and hit with an handbag by some old lady trying to get revenge for Ken.
Wow. Well, you're thinking that might happen, or did it really happen?
No, it's not happened yet, but as you can see by some of the comments, there is a lot of people actually thought I was in Coronation Street at
the
time.
Well, you know what? There are some people out there who actually believe in the soaps, and they treat it as if it's real, so you probably had better watch out. They do exist. It does happen.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to roll that now.
What are you doing?
Looking at this, you dirty bugger.
I asked you not to have a look at this. How dare you?
I know, and I wish I hadn't, you pervert.
You lost your mind?
What kind of filth is this, Barlow?
This is a story, fiction.
I know it's a story, Kenneth, but it's the pictures that are in it. It's disgusting.
Oh, grow up. There's parts of me in here, of course.
Yes, and not the parts that should be. Do you get paid for doing this?
No, I can't talk to you any like this.
Do you always dress up in that ridiculous leather cat suit?
Of course I don't.
Can you still wrap your legs around the back of your neck like that at your age, Ken?
Oh, don't think I haven't tried. Don't think I haven't dreamed of it, but life happens. Things happen that you don't want to happen, and suddenly you're stuck fast, and there's nothing you can do. I can't believe your simplistic view. I would hardly say your reaction is exactly that of a towering intellect, would you? This means everything to me. And instead of supporting me, all he did was care that some character might be based on you. At least I've been able to use something from my own experience.
I've got 2 tickets here for an Elton John concert.
Get out!
More later in the show.
Is Channel 107.
Good Lord, it's Al Sugar.
Is he a lord? Is he a sir? Is he a lord? Is he a sir? Is he a lord? Is he a sir? Is he a lord? Is he a sir?
Good Lord, it's Alan Sugar.
Good morning. Okay, look, I hope you're all enjoying this extreme pressure. Pressure, pressure, pressure. That is what is needed in this day and age to start a business.
That's all right.
Sir Alan Sugar.
I'm cocky, stubborn, and a control freak. Run a mile. It's got to give you a clue this summer, isn't it? I'm very, very angry. No question of it. You'll probably think that I'm some grumpy old git, giving it all that, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not professional. So, gentlemen, look, cut the crap here. Listen, I'm going to ask you a simple bloody question. Very simple. Okay?
As far as I'm concerned...
Don't you think that... What? Am I St. Alan, the patron saint of bloody losers? You lot, or not? Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 5 out of 8 of you. Not very appropriate. Just answer me properly, yeah? But am I St. Alan, the patron saint of bloody losers? Ladies? Are you sitting there keeping quiet? Don't you lot get it? I want a yes or no answer. Not, no, I'm thinking about it. Well,
yep.
Yes. I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not very good, is it? Not very promising? Very, very angry. You lot, step outside. Back off. Yeah.
Well, I can confirm I saw you cleaning and cutting bread.
Good place to hide. No thanks. Go.
Good Lord, it's Alan Sugar. One mashup every episode, every week.
Some of the stuff I've heard coming out of your mouth is a lot of hot air, so in the interest of climate change and thinking about the glaciers, just make sure you think before you talk, okay?
Good Lord, it's Alan Sugar. for the whole duration of the Apprentice series. We're messing up his words on Channel 107. Good Lord, it's Alan Sugar.
It's Alan.
Mayday Monday at midnight on Channel 107. We explore Chernobyl 25 years on. I speak to seasoned traveller Carl Montgomery, who specialises in visiting ill-advised destinations. I also present a radio version of his visit to Chernobyl that was made famous in a YouTube video that has since gone on to amass over 1.8 million views. Chernobyl 25 years on. Coming soon. Mayday Holiday Monday at midnight on Channel 107. Saturday mornings on Channel 107.
The first track that appears on the Now album is often one of the most significant tracks of its period. They are often either the biggest hits at the time or a novelty song which has captured the public's imagination. Either way, we're going to be taking a trip back through the Now albums to play every single one of them. Starting from Now 8, which was released as a single CD in 1986. Now that's what I call a Saturday morning. The first tracks from the Now albums split onto Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Tonight at 8:30 on Panorama, Ryan Giggs. Do we really care who we shout? No, we don't, but that's not what this issue is about. Are super injunctions far too easy to obtain? Are they far too easy to talk about them? As an experiment, I got a super injunction to try and cover up about my own affair. But now I've broken it to make a program about it for tonight's Panorama. Don't you agree? It's a total farce. Super injunctions dejunct. Tonight at 8:30 on Panorama. Mum's the word.
Roar, this is the museum. Ha ha ha.
Welcome back to the museum. It's the museum with Burpo. He's coming back just after we play this track from James Bond. It's the first one with Daniel Craig in it, Casino Royale, and it's got to be one of the most detailed Bond versions of the Bond theme of all time. And then, after the interview, we've got a combination of Cher and Beavis and Butthead. That cynical animation from the 90s that's actually coming back this year. Stay tuned to see what that's all about.
We'll be right back.
great version of that theme, isn't it? Burbo is rejoining us for the third and final time next on The Museum. You did not hear or record The Museum.
Part 3.
In conversation with YouTube star
Burbo. You know, what's become, a nice little weekend laugh and stuff like that.
So how's it all going at the moment?
You know, it can be sometimes a little bit of pressure because people asking you, you know, and you've got to find the time to be able to do them. And obviously, like, you like to keep your channels up to date and stuff like that. And then sometimes, some weeks you just don't feel funny and you don't want to do it. All the pressures of work, you've got to... I've just come back from Guernsey and I've been on a boat for 3 days. But I've managed to do two small videos on there of me acting in my Burbo self. But I went on the boat as me.
So, I mean, it's hard to juggle these things, you know, trying to keep up with your real life and what people come to expect of you when you entertain them. So what is it that you actually do as a sort of job?
I'm an exhibition worker. I'm a very lucky man. I go to see all kinds of shows, and I go to Earls Court, Excel in London, Birmingham NEC, and I do the motor shows, boat and caravan shows, television shows, everything you can think of, really, and also all over Europe. I'm off to Paris on June the 6th for 2 weeks, the Paris Air Show, which I'm really looking forward to. So you might be seeing Burbo in some videos with aeroplanes as well soon.
Right, okay. Yeah, that sounds really enjoyable in itself.
Yeah, I get to meet a few stars and stuff like that on different occasions. Most of them are good enough to talk to me, like, so... It's very nice.
Yeah. So, would you care to mention a few people you might have met doing this?
Well, the first person I met on the boat, he might not be a star in some people's eyes, but I met Chris, the winner of Mastermind, who is on Egghead's appearing. He was on the boat. He was the first one I met, and then I had a little drink with England cricketer Phil Tufnell. After he done his little bit, an audience with Phil Tufnell in the theatre, I managed to have a drink with him. I played football with Robbie Williams at the NEC and had a good chat to him. Oh, there's lots of people I could get to meet. Tamer Hussain, Danny Dyer, lots and lots and lots of them.
I don't seem to see,
I'm not starstruck, and there's plenty of films where I could have been in, but they're not really paid. And so if I've got to do my job comes first, and a little bit of stardom may come later.
And of course you can always insert yourself into something anyway.
Well, that's it. That's the beauty of it.
Right, okay. So,
And I've also seen some of your stuff, Celebrity Sketchbook. I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's coming back for a third series in the autumn, apparently. Because I work with a co-creator on that, and we're hoping to do another big series. There's loads of ideas. There's some already recorded, so it's all going. So there you go. We're breaking two things.
Yes, well, we're big fans here at RGM as well. Look, we have a look and try and keep up. So you know how some of yours are extremely funny, very very funny. Like, so we have a good laugh at them as well. Look.
Well, that's great to hear. So we're all entertaining each other at least.
That's it, yes. Very entertaining as well.
Right, okay. So, obviously, if somebody's listening to this for the first time and haven't actually watched anything that you've done on YouTube, I would hope that this interview has caused you to become just a little bit more curious. So, obviously, where's the first place you can look to actually start enjoying your parodies?
Well, we've got one channel, what's called IDM Productions Team. And that's where you'll find most of our YouTube videos on EastEnders and Coronation Street and The Bill and stuff like that. And I also have another channel called Burbo, and that is all one name. And that is me, mostly with my material, and a few other little ones slipped in, like of editing from off the telly. But basically that's my own channel, like, where I try and do most of my own things and not use the telly clips at all.
Right, okay, so I'm going to thank you very much, Bert Bau, for appearing on the museum for this Sunday afternoon interview. Right now we're going to play a clip of one of the... of one of your parodies, but a lot of it is very visual, and it just wouldn't work on the radio, some of it, so you definitely want to get along and see that channel, because it's just the things that you do with your face and your body as well that make it so entertaining, as well as just the audio sometimes. And so okay, we're going to play that now, and thanks very much for appearing.
Thank you very much, Asterix.
Thanks for listening to the museum. We've got one more track to play. It is kind of an odd choice, but it certainly suits the museum, which is kind of an odd show, which is how things should be. Now, if you kind of like this show, you know, you can check out Mixcloud, because Channel 107's Mixcloud gives you a chance to listen again to many of Channel 107's shows. So if you are kind of a fan of what we do here, then why not head on over to Mixcloud? Anyway, I've got DJ Bob on the line, who can't believe this track that I'm about to play. It's a combination of Cher and Beavis and Butthead. What's the news about Beavis and Butthead this year?
Well, they're coming back.
They're coming back on TV? What, a new series?
Yep.
On MTV?
Yep.
Well, it was a cynical animation about what teenagers are really like in youth culture. Let's hear them now as they rockify and metallify the classic Cher song, I Got You, Babe. That's it for the museum. Cha-cha.
The fuck?
Yeah. It's like it needs to be louder.
Like worse music. This sounds like Nelson. Is it true that you used to be, like, married to that Bono dude?
bonus, any bonus.
Is that that dude that's like a cop in San Diego?
No, yeah. No, he was a mayor of Palm Springs.
He's a wuss.
Yeah, kinda.
So like, sheriff. I heard you're like, you know, into young dudes.
Yeah, well, you feeling lucky, butthead? You know, all you gotta do is just, lose.
Hey, Beavis, get out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Butthead has left the building.
No, he hasn't. He's in the toilet. He's in the toilet. Ladies and gentlemen, Butthead is in the toilet. Yeah. That was cool.
You have just visited
the museum.
Best news live at the Royal Wedding. The reception.
Okay, somebody not that recognisable to many people, but to a lot of people he will be, is coming over right now. Looks very, very strange. He's very, very small. You know, I thought you were fictional. Got a big hood on as well. I'm taking that hood off. Okay, so am I right in thinking you're, you must be Yoda from Star Wars, is that right?
You absolutely hit the nail on the head there.
Look, what are you doing in the cupcakes after?
I'm here to have a good time. This is what I want to.
Are you having a good time?
A good time I'm having.
Is it better than hours and hours of filming on Star Wars without a break?
You bet it is.
Well, at least you got to imagination. There's not much of an alien planet here. So have you been mingling with the guests here?
Yes, mingling I have. And getting drunk I like.
Yes, I'm sure you do. But the thing is, have you been trying to go a little bit further than socialising? Have you been trying to actually get into anybody's affections here?
Yes, of course. Before, I fingered a couple of birds. And also...
Hey, well, as long as you leave Kate Middleton alone, maybe even other royals are fair game. I mean, a lot of them are single now.
I wanted to try it on with her. But Billy Connolly was busy on her. So I took Pippa, her sister.
And how did you get on?
I snogged her a couple of times, and then she slapped me on the cheek.
Well, it went a bit wrong for you after that, didn't it? Because she seemed fairly impressed about meeting somebody from a film that she kind of enjoys watching. But it went a bit wrong for you, because what happened?
Well, I had to climb on her dress to get to her height.
So you weren't exactly matched physically, and what happened when you did get to her height?
I told you, I snogged her a couple of times, then she slapped me and pushed me down.
Which
impressed I was not.
Yeah, what happened to you? Fall to the floor. I've heard that in fact you tried to do, you tried to tell sort of endless anecdotes about you being in Star Wars films and nobody's interested.
No, and I've once avoided being thrown out by the guards.
So what you've...
They tried to use the force on me.
So what you've done is it's a bit extreme, to be honest with you. I'm just gonna front it to you. I'm gonna kind of front it right to you, okay? What you've done, you've tried to go round the guests, some of the most powerful people in the world, and try to impress them by reading out a Star Wars script.
That is true. Unfortunately, the last one burnt it. I read six lines and she grabbed it off me.
Well,
burnt it she did.
You'll never do it that way, will you? I mean, okay, well, I'm going to stop talking to a Star Wars character now. But I'm not going to talk to somebody from real life. I'm going to find somebody else.
Best news live at the Royal Wedding. The reception.